City officials say there are lots of reasons for wanting to do away with particular sales tax exemptions. They say the city could use the money it would generate, and that they're looking for a way to cut back on abuse of the exemption for people 65 and older.
I'm convinced abuse is much worse than you're aware.
That's Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley. He said when he was at the grocery store Monday night, the clerk offered three times to take sales tax off his bill, even though he said he didn't take the tax exemption and didn't have a tax-exempt number to give. Dinley also says retailers have no way to verify that the number they're getting belongs to the person giving it.
You could give them any four-digit number you can think of, and it goes through. I mean, and you say education, education, education. The person ringing the register or the manager is not going to lose the sale or embarrass somebody saying you need a tax card.
The proposal before the assembly would do away with the exemption for senior citizens and replace it with a $300 rebate.
I'm really not at all in favor of a rebate system in any way. I don't.
Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett. She says instead she would raise the age for the exemption to 70 because people are working longer nowadays. And Hackett suggested issuing photo IDs to those who get the tax exemption, as well as limiting the exemption to necessities like unprepared foods from the grocery store and utilities.
What I'm trying to aim at is really hitting the necessities that seniors need to pay for and keep those necessities exempt and take it off everything else.
Assemblymember Mim McConnell, on the other hand, says she would prefer to keep things simple.
Doing anything other than a rebate for seniors gets really complicated.
It does.
I mean, I'm looking over my notes from the committee meetings that we had. You know, just like, for example, the photo ID thing. Well, do you charge to get a card done, and how often do you renew it? I mean, there's just all this program stuff that would have to get figured out.
You might have heard Mayor Cheryl Westover in there speaking up in agreement. She says once upon a time, the exemption made sense.
This was established by a wise body sitting here when they were trying to capture the first group of retirees from the mill, and they were hoping to keep them here. And at that time, we had lots of money and we had lots of blue-collar jobs.
Not the case anymore, says Westover, adding that she likes the simplicity of a rebate. Assemblymember Mike Reif proposed splitting the rebate to two distributions every year to make sure that seasonal residents don't take the entire rebate if they're not paying taxes year-round. The other major discussion last night centered on the city's sales tax cap. Right now, sales tax is only charged on the first $1,000 of any purchase. Assemblymember Tor Christensen is in favor of raising that limit.
I know that I talked to Ben Grusendorf, who helped put it in the first place, and in 1967, and the idea behind the tax cap then was you could buy a good used car with it.
City staff has proposed raising the cap to $3,000, which would put Sitka in the middle of the pack among Southeast Alaska communities. In Haines, the cap is $5,000 for personal property, twice that for services. It's a flat $7,500 in Juneau. Petersburg and Wrangell put their caps at $1,200, and Ketchikan's, like Sitka's currently, is set at $1,000. Some at the table proposed raising it even higher than the initial $3,000 to maybe $5,000. That's a number City Finance Director Jay Sweeney says would probably capture most of the sales that are slipping under the radar right now. But Reif cautioned against doing anything too quickly.
I'd rather take the pain slowly, because we're putting these on our residents, we're putting on our businesses. If we find out that we still don't have enough, we can raise it a second time, but I don't want to jump it way up.
The assembly did not vote on any of the proposals. That comes later, but they did hear from one member of the public, Shirley Robards, who owns the Stereo North store downtown, and who has been a vocal opponent of doing away with or changing the sales tax exemptions and caps. She says before the city looks at bringing in more money, it should consider cutting back inside City Hall.
I don't know. I know you have to raise money, but I don't think you have to keep hiring people at $104,000 a year and give them $15,000 to move here. And there's lots of times their wives don't like it here. And then give them a raise in 6 months if they're happy with their work. when we never had somebody in that position before?
City budgets did see cuts last year and will likely see reductions this year as well. And the debate over how to make the money coming in balance with the money going out will likely continue regardless of what the Assembly does to sales taxes in the months ahead. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.